Our thought today is this: everyone is headed somewhere. All are on a journey. And as you turn to the 7th chapter of St. Matthew, the Holy Spirit has led us to a portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Lord willing, today we want to be able to focus primarily on verses 13 and verse 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth into life. And few there be that find it. Oh, dear friends, the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, and He began to reveal to us the state of so many in the day and time in which it is that we live. You may be sitting here today, and you may be saying, Brother Lynn, I ain't headed nowhere. I'm just sitting here at Pine Hill Baptist Church. I want you to know something today, dear friend. You are indeed heading somewhere. I can tell you this, you're closer to eternal home now than you was as you entered. Because I believe, dear friend, with each passing second, you and I are headed somewhere. And I believe, dear friends, that it is God's desire, that it is God's will, that we enjoy the journey. He has a desire for you and I today to relish in this walk that we have with Him. But I can tell you today, many are saddened and many are in a sad state. You say, why is that? Because of this, dear friend. It is because that they have ventured on the wrong path. And when you look here at the Sermon on the Mount, you will find there that Jesus had a desire to convey the word that would bring not only conviction, but it would bring encouragement and direction to those that sit in the assembly. When you see, dear friends, when Jesus had ventured there upon that mount, He sat there and conveyed the word to His disciples. And indirectly, the message went out to a large multitude that were blessed to be in the presence of the Son of God. And Jesus began to expound to them, as He expounds to us, of the way in which it is that we should go. I can tell you today, dear friend, we're all traveling. We all are on a journey. And it is God's will that we look to Him for divine direction each and every day. Praise God of our lives. Oh, when I begin to look at this and we begin to pray this past week as we were pouring over this scripture, I thought about how that we as individuals have done much traveling in our day in the physical sense. And I can tell you, you may have went on a few trips last week. Well, if you did, dear friend, I believe that none of us set out to have a terrible trip. None of us set out to have pain and hardship. When we set out on that trip, we had a desire to have a good time. We had a desire to have a pleasant way. I don't believe that any of us desired to break down and to have trouble and a heartache, pain, and suffering. Well, I can tell you today, there are so many today that are traveling with a mindset of not having joy and peace in their heart. And they are traveling in a way of distress, pain, trial, tribulation, and depression. I tell you today, if we will look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, He will lead us in the way, praise God, we need to go. I believe that, dear friends. How many of you have ever been traveling and you've broke down? What did you do? Did you just languish there? No. You know what you did? You sought some help. I remember a few years ago, I broke down on the interstate, and I immediately called a friend of mine in a dealership, and I said, hey, send a tow truck. I'm broke down. You see, dear friends, I just didn't sit there. I desired help. I don't know why so many people today in our world are broke down on the highway of life and are sitting there languishing away when help, praise God, is near. Oh, I tell you today, if you break down going home, you'll have a desire to find a little help. But so many today are spiritually broke down and don't have that desire for help. When Jesus looked out upon that multitude, he seen the direction in which many were going. Jesus spoke of a wide way that leaded to death and destruction. But Jesus would follow that and speak about a narrow way that leadeth to life and to lead to abundance. It is the Lord's desire. It's the Lord's desire. And we take the narrow way and look to him for strength and help each and every day of our lives. Oh, how that blesses me. How that stirs me. Knowing that in the difficulties that I face day in and day out with the challenges that seem to be before me as I tread down that narrow way. Praise his glorious name. He is willing and he's able to help me, to restore me, and to bless me, praise God, to go home. Oh, dear friends, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had a desire for those that was on that mountainside that day to understand the direction that they were heading. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in threat. The old adversary, the devil, he is presenting to you a road map to that wide way that leads to hardship and pain. It looks easy. It looks good. But rest assured of this, it's tiresome and it's grueling and it brings pain and suffering. I can tell you, dear friends, when you look to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's established you a way in which you go and no matter what may befall you on that narrow way, he can bring to you what you need to be able to thrive and to be able to go and to be able to do in his honor and in his praise. I can tell you today, our walk of life may be difficult and may be hard, but I can tell you her God has made us a way to bring him honor and bring him praise and bring him glory with each spiritual step we take. God has blessed us. Now, when we looked at this passage, the Lord began to remind us of the psalmist. You know, the psalmist tells us in Psalms chapter 1, in verse number 6, it says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I tell you, those that are traveling down the wide way that leads to destruction, they're leading themselves to death. But I can tell you today, if you're traveling down that narrow way, no matter how much baggage, no matter how much trouble, no matter how hardship you may be experiencing, I can tell you today, you don't go it alone. You got help. You got something greater than a tow truck. You got something that's more wonderful than AAA. Praise be to God. You got Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm thankful today that life is easy because of Him. You say, Brother Lynn, you got worry, pain, trouble, and hardship? Yes. I got stress. I got things going on in my life just as you do. But praise be to God. I'm thankful to my Lord, and I don't go it alone. We all need help. We all need help. Aren't you glad that you have help? And you may be broke down on the road, and you may try, and you may be trying and trying and trying, and it don't seem like you can ever find any help. Me can't get nobody to answer the phone. They may be busy. Your delay may be great. But, oh, dear friends, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He's our ever-present help in time of trouble. I'm thankful that the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. I'm thankful that the Lord knows where I'm going and where I need to go. I can tell you today, dear friends, you may be traveling that narrow way, that difficult way, but you're being blessed. You may be here today. You may be headed down that wide way that's bringing about death and destruction. And some may be here today that have traveled to a crossroads. I tell you today, dear friend, choose Jesus and look to Him and praise His glorious name. He'll bless you. You know, a popular slogan in our culture today, especially by young people that are traveling with families, they want to say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Oh, dear friends, I believe that we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, ought to be looking at each other and saying, we're getting close to home. We're getting close to home. How many of you have ever heard somebody say, hey, where are you headed? Well, I've heard that all my life. Be traveling up and down this holler road, and somebody say, hey, Lynn, where are you headed? You know, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, I'm heading to heaven. We aren't to. That's where we're heading. That's where we're heading, we that know Jesus Christ. We're heading to heaven. Where are you headed? I'm heading to glory. Where are you heading? I'm walking that narrow way. It's tough. It's windy. It's hard. It's grueling. But praise be to God, my Jesus is with me. He's with me. Yeah, I believe that's why the Bible tells us that He sticks closer than a brother. I don't know how many of you that have traveled a lot, and sometimes you've traveled by yourself and it can get kind of lonely. When you travel and you've got a companion, somebody that you can interact with and somebody that you can talk to, it seems to make the trip go just a little bit smoother. Oh, I tell you today, the trip that we have with Jesus can be smooth when our faith and our trust is in Him. I remember what the Gospel of John says in John chapter number 10, in verse 10, the Bible says that the thief cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said this, but I have come that ye might have life and that you'll have it more abundantly. I tell you today, if you're on that narrow way, be blessed because you're a part of that abundant life. Sometimes we just travel and aimlessly just go through life. Jesus wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to have joy in our heart. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I've got such problems and so many situations that's on my heart that I'm just not happy. Well, now, listen, dear friends. Happiness is based on circumstances. But joy comes from the Lord. I'm not always happy about the things that life sends my way. I can tell you, if I don't take it to the Lord, the devil has a desire to knock me from spiritual pillar to spiritual post. He has a desire to wreak havoc in my life as he does your life. And I can tell you today, dear friends, no matter what may come my way, come hell or high water, they ain't nothing that can take the joy of the Lord from me. I'm traveling. I'm moving. I'm a traveling man. I've been traveling all my life. 59-year-old, and I've been traveling since the day I was born. Headed somewhere. And I can remember traveling down that wide way that led to death, doom, and destruction. And I can remember so clear how that the third person of the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Trinity, came to me and pointed out the error of my ways and showed me that narrow way that leads to life. And I can tell you today, and I praise His glorious name, for 50 years we've been walking that narrow way. Has it been hard? Yes. 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 The Bible teaches us I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Was it hard for Jesus? Yes. Yes. Word. Did a portion of his journey lead him to? Led him to the cross. As the sacrificial lamb of God. To do what? Open up us a way to joy and peace and life. When I was studying this, dear friends, what disturbed me was that so few find the way in which they need to go. Jesus said in John chapter number 14 and verse number 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way. He is that narrow way. He's our suffering servant. Isaiah speaks of him as being a man of sorrows. He knows what you're going through. He's experienced what you have all the more. So that's why that way that seems so hard can be made possible through Him. I thought about that a lot. And I thought about those that are traveling that wide way that's burdened their hearts and that we're so concerned for. You might say, well, brother, what do they need? Dear friends, they need a change of direction. And I thought, as Jesus said, but straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there that find it. What he was saying is that way that seems narrow can hold so many more. And those that are on that wide pathway that's leading to destruction, if they will look to me and have forgiveness in their heart, I can bring repentance upon them. And the word repentance means a change of direction. From the wide way to the narrow way. I can remember a few years ago, a young lady at the church we were at before we came here, she was having heart surgery. She's just a baby. And she was at Vanderbilt. And Angie and I were going to go down there and spend some time with the family for the surgery. And I knew where I was going. I had MapQuest. It was before a lot of this technology that we got now. And
where everything was going good. I said, we need to take this exit right here. Well, I took that exit, and it said detour. And I took the detour, and I got a heart of Nashville in a place I'd never been before. Very frightening. Very frightening. Miss Angie was about to go into a panic attack. I was trying to stay collective, but I was tore up on the inside too. It was getting late at night, and I'd lost my way. And she said, what are we going to do? I said, I'm going to have to stop and ask for directions. She said, well, where are I at? I said, well, there's a homeless shelter right down here. That's where I'm stopping. I said, them old boys knows everything. And I'd been wandering around till I stopped and asked for direction. Now the ones that gave me direction, they didn't look like a GPS system. They didn't look like they knew where they were even at. But I had confidence in them that they could send me on the street that would lead me to a place that was familiar. I tell you today, dear friend, there's many in our world that don't look at Jesus as being someone that can help them. I can tell you today, you don't have to wonder. You can be assured if you try him, you'll like him. And they said, well, go down here and make a turn or two. And I thought, boy, that was simple enough. And the last thing that I can remember that when I was getting out of the car, Angie said, don't get out of the car, don't get out of the car, don't get out of the car, don't get out of the car. But you see, when we out, God bless us. Now, could I ask somebody that may not have known where I needed to go? Sure. But God was in it. God was in it. You see, dear friends, God's in it. You don't have to wonder. It ain't a maybe so. It ain't a hope so. Praise God, it's a no so. For those that are on that narrow way. Whether I go or whether I stay. And the old song says I'm a winner anyway. Because of the way in which. Where are you headed today? Well, I can tell you today, dear friends, whether you realize it or not, you're heading to your eternal home. Whether it be heaven or hell, you're heading there. Whether people like it or not, it's a fact. And listen, you are closer now to your eternal home than you were when you got up this morning. Everyone is heading somewhere. My prayer is that you're heading the way that leads to life and peace. On my way home today, if God lets me live and nothing will happen, I can get in that old black car and I can head toward Clinton. I hope to have a pleasant trip. I might break down on the way. If you see me, you stop and help me, okay? But I know the way I'm going. And I know there might be a few challenges, there might be a few hiccups along the way, but praise be to God, I'll get there if it's God's will. You may have a few hiccups and a few challenges in your life that may be hindering you to the point that you're in despair. But listen. God will get you where you need to go. Psalmist said that we weep sometimes for a night, don't we, Bob? But the psalmist says, joy comes in the morning. Remember, the joy on that narrow way. Let's stand to our feet. Miss Jean, would Jim, Brother Walter come and